Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, it's 7:06. Happy Friday to you, Justin, alongside Mamie and Bill.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm glad it's Friday.
Are you?
Yes. It has been a struggle to wake up every morning this week.
All the time change?
I think that's what it is.
That's
it's
all it
so
is.
So dark in the morning, too.
Hmm.
Feels like midnight when my alarm goes off.
I feel like I was used to it being dark before. I feel like it's weird to see a little bit of sunlight before
yeah.
the show starts, maybe?
I don't know. I think just the time change.
Let me be clear. I have zero windows in here that you guys leave me in here all day, by the way, too. So it really doesn't matter to me.
Imagine the sun.
It's like Alaska. I think I could, it's almost training, or maybe for the moon or Mars.
There
maybe
you go.
That's really what this is.
You're getting on the rocket. Did it take off yesterday?
It did take off. We watched it live. Well, no, we didn't watch it live. We were waiting on it to launch live.
Here.
It ended up launching.
Did you see it, though?
Yeah, I watched the
live.
Video of it. I didn't watch it live
you didn't watch
launch.
It live. Okay.
I don't remember what I was doing at that exact time.
Probably sitting here talking to me.
Yeah. Oh, there's the rocket. It's going to Mars. Wait, no, the moon. It did orbital. So did it make it back? I feel like now I feel like I should know.
Yeah, they're not just like, it's not like a weekend trip. They just go up and come back, right? You don't pack a bag for that.
It was the heaviest load they've ever launched.
Mm-hmm.
I think like literally like the biggest ship or the heaviest ship that it's ever been taken off into space. I think so.
Really?
That's what they said yesterday. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
How long does it take to go around the moon?
I've never been. Couldn't tell you.
I know, actually.
Okay.
It depends on how fast you go.
Ah, there you go.
What about 1,000,000,000 miles an hour? How long would that take?
Not long.
Did you know if someone were to walk the circumference of the moon, it would take 206 days?
That's a long time.
Didn't they do the around the world in 24 hours or something like that?
That was 80 days.
80 days.
The name of the movie or a book. Book and movie, maybe. I don't know.
That was flying? Did that include flying?
I think that one was hot air
at some point. You have to fly in some way
or ride a boat.
You could
walk in place on a boat.
So Katie,
that's true.
Katie just got back from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Long flight out there, right? Like three,
four hours.
Four hours. Yeah.
Depends if they're cutting through Dallas. I don't know.
I
don't know where they. Okay, direct.
Direct.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how uncomfortable, how long the flight was. And I was like, you know, we're going to Europe. It's a much longer flight. She's like, oh, man.
Didn't know if you forgot.
Like, is there any other way to get there? So I was like, boat?
Boat is definitely a way.
That's the only other way to get there.
Riding on the back of an orca, also a solid way.
Yeah.
So that would be like boat subsection C, I would say, on that one. So if she could figure that out, kind of double cool trip. One, Taylor Swift. Two, you rode on the back of an orca.
That's right. We probably need to start like... Last month, though.
Finding one? Right one?
No, start the journey last month. I don't think the orca goes direct.
Well, I thought you were going to have an application process, set up interviews,
no.
get it going that way.
No, we just have to find one, get going. It's a long trip. I think they have to stop off to like sleep and eat and stuff too.
That's in May, or when is that?
It's in May.
Okay, so it's not spring break. It's not like lined up with spring break.
No, not spring break. No, spring break's happening
like now.
Yeah,
right now?
Easter's coming up soon too. So
within the month of March, sometime within like the next two, either this coming up week or the next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that it? Miami is pushing back on spring break this year, aren't they?
They are, yeah. So they're like trying to, okay, a couple of things here about this article. Number one, Miami Beach spring break. Like they're like, oh no, now we're classy. We're rebranding. We've been this.
We're not the crustiest spot.
We've been this wild party place our whole lives.
Literally generations.
We're ready to change now.
Okay.
So they're talking about bag searches at the beach to not have like
what?
A lot of, yeah, no drugs or alcohol and curfews enforced on the beach. More DUI checkpoints. Trying to keep, I really think they're trying to keep like the college kids who go wild. And fun fact, I just saw an article 2 weeks ago about, I think Destin or one of those on the panhandle did the same thing. So like no alcohol on the beach. They were clearing people off the beach at like 9 or 10 p.m. So like no beach parties or anything like that.
Do they have beach parties in North Carolina?
I've never been to one.
Me either.
No.
Never seen one.
But
Bill, you ever seen a beach party in North Carolina?
Like in North Carolina?
Nighttime on the beach party. I don't think you're allowed on the beach after dark.
I think they would break that up.
Yeah. Right.
Getting by a shark.
Sometimes we do like a fire when we're with Natalie and her family.
There is a beach where you can do a fire in North Carolina.
That's in Ocean City.
Okay.
But there is like a permit process that you have to apply for with the fire department and get all that stuff there. They're organized, not their first go around.
I thought it was only like California. You know, you see like on the movies or shows like California.
Yeah. They make it look so easy.
Yeah, like, hey, I'll meet you at the spot.
Right.
I'll have it lit.
Yeah.
No cat.
No cat.
Okay.
But here in North Carolina, there's a cat.
There is a cat. Plenty of cat.
In I think Pensacola or wherever it was on the panhandle where everybody used to go for spring break in college.
Is that where everybody went? I went to Cherry Grove, North Carolina.
I don't think I ever went on like a spring break. Woo! I never went on one of those.
Yeah!
Yeah. But I've been to those beaches before. They are a party. It's a party.
It's really a party anywhere you go for spring break. That's the cool part about spring break is it's just a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like St. Patty's Day. Isn't St. Patty's Day kind of like more of like a celebration style holiday?
Yeah.
We're here to celebrate a good time.
We're just here to have a good time together.
Green!
And wear green. And drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever drink green beer?
No. No.
I'm trying to think if I've ever drank green beer before. I feel like I've had to have done at least once.
I never have. I don't like beer, so I'm not going to subject myself to drinking green beer just because I'll eat a green donut from Krispy Kreme.
Yes, we can make that happen. But I don't drink beer either, but for the nostalgia of having drunken a green beer,
I feel like it's hard to say
I haven't done it. You know what I mean? I may not remember I've done it, but it's hard to say I haven't. Is this a particular song in relation to green beer?
No, just an old Irish
classic.
Yes.
Is that better? That was a little better. That was slightly.
Certainly getting
so
there.
You've been practicing all night long.
My Irish colleagues.
844 Studio 4, call in if you got a pretty nice Irish accent or just a genuine.
If you're Irish.
Call me, I'm Irish. I'm not Irish, you're Irish. Call me, you're Irish.
This is the one thing I don't like about St. Patty's Day is the whole pinching thing.
Is that still alive? I think that's been outlawed too.
When is St. Patrick's Day? Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, so leading into the, we're going to watch the sun come up.
Mm-hmm.
St. Patty's Day style.
Yeah. It's going to be a long night.
It's here.
Saturday into Sunday.
That still wasn't it.
My friend Amy's birthday is Sunday. She's a St. Patrick's Day baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that an okay to have co-op kind of birthday?
She likes it.
It's not like it's Christmas.
She's Irish, so she likes it.
Oh, and she's Irish?
Yes.
She's probably crowned the crown jewel of the family.
She is. Yeah, she is. So.
A toast. No, that wasn't it either.
I don't know what that was.
That was me trying.
I'm glad you're still trying.
We do have someone who may be able to do it better. Harp and Crown's coming in today.
Yeah, Luke, the manager from Harp and Crown,
Luke's
is coming.
Coming.
They have a bunch going on. I actually went there for dinner last night.
How was it? Bangers and mash?
No, I didn't get that. I had a salad, so I didn't eat.
It's a whole celebration for them this week.
Yeah.
It was a big to-do to it.
They had a bunch going on last night. It was busy, but it wasn't packed or anything. It was a good night to go there before. But it'll be a great time to go there all weekend long.
Is Luke Irish?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him when he gets here.
Luke, are you? No, that wasn't. That was maybe a little closer.
That was a little more Yoda, I think.
All right. Keep practicing.
Yeah.
Keep
going. We're going to get a look at traffic. Also got word of the day. We will hear from Joe Berg today from Studio A. It's happening. Maybe. Hopefully. That's at 8:30. Good morning, OKN. 7:18. Happy Friday to you and yours. Hopefully something fun may be planned for the weekend.
Yeah, there's so much going on this weekend.
There's a lot going on. There's probably a lot going on the streets, though, mm-hmm. as well. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. You ride with Jeff in the toll lanes, though, all the way down because you can cruise in there with ICATS. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound and northbound. Traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. There's no accidents to report. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems. So hopefully it'll be a good start to the weekend.
Absolutely, Jeff. Any big plans for the old holiday? Any luck of the Irish? Anything like that going on for you?
This weekend, I don't know much. We might be going over to see our granddaughter, but anyways, I think it's just going to be a chill weekend, which we need those once in a while.
That's not bad whatsoever. Not bad whatsoever. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you at 8:15.
All right. You guys have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell to the city of Charlotte. Today's Friday. They're going to Hickory today. Mm-hmm. Only $1 to cruise to Hickory. But no luck of the Irish.
Not for Jeff.
Plans.
Not for Jeff.
I feel like I'm getting better at this.
I think so.
That was a little bit of doubt there.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Today's word of the day, brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. We will see you there.
We will.
We got all sorts of bands. Justin, you got a couple for
there
me?
There are quite a few to choose from. One of which I'm kind of, excited about. The High and Wides.
The High and Wides.
Yeah. You know, you really want to focus on those sometimes. Also, Gravity Check Juggling. You
got Gravity Check Juggling.
I'm excited about that one.
Merlefest. Seems like a good time.
See you up there. Wilkes Community College. We'll be there, and we will see you there.
Superfluously.
Superfluously. Yes. You read the word. Do you know this word?
Oh, that's the word.
I feel, didn't we? No, that's superlatives.
Yeah. Superlatives, yeah.
Superfluously. Oh, wow. Bill,
but
help me out here.
To get a superlative, you might
be superfluous
in whatever superlative you have.
Mm. Mm.
It is quite the tongue twister. Superfluous.
Yes. Adjective.
Superfluous. Adjective. Sorry, forgive my struggling along here this morning. For those following along at home, maybe it'll help if I spell it. It's a long one, so get your pen and paper out. Not if you're driving. Superfluous.
Superfluous.
Superfluous. That was perfect.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Irish
Thank
accent?
Superfluous.
Very good. Very good. Close. Would you like to hear it in a sentence?
Please. Irish style, if you will.
Oh, nay, mate. Tracy.
Did you call me Nate? I'm not Nate.
Mate.
Oh, mate. Mate? That's not Irish.
Yeah. Tracy had already won the campaign, so her constant flattery of others was superfluous.
Not needed.
Crusty.
Yeah, crusty.
Not needed is
excessive.
One way to say it. Excessive. Yeah, I'll give you excessive. Exceeding what is necessary is the definition of
AKA excessive.
Superfluous.
Yeah, that's a synonym.
Excessive. Yes. Excessive.
Congratulations.
What is that? You British. That's more British.
It's hard to distinguish.
You keep swinging that bat, buddy.
A little bit of Australian added on to it. It's like you're an Australian
Bluey.
Immigrant that
Been
moved
Bluey.
To...
Bluey's Australian?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Australian Shepherd.
Cool.
Even yeah. I know that. How do I know that?
Far out.
I live down under near the Barbie.
It's because my niece and nephew always say, Nar.
Nar. That is how they...
It's from Bluey.
That is the accent. Nar.
Luck of the Irish.
St. Paddy's Day, though.
St. Paddy's Day, superfluous. Luck of the Irish.
Yes, when it comes to pouring pints, I'm sure.
Pour some pints for our people.
Superfluous.
Luke from Harp and Crown will be here soon. That's more Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's
now I need
Liverpool.
Paul McCartney.
And now I feel like I need to listen to Irish accents to
don't
get
even
a better
know
gauge.
Come back.
I don't even know what one sounds like anymore.
Yeah, I have notes, but I'm just not sure what they are.
Hey, matey. No, that's not. No. That's
you
not
got on
a
me
fray.
For the mate.
Yeah. Well, you said Nate.
I said mate.
Sounded like you said Nate, mate.
Well, Nate, I said Mike. Mike.
Maybe your turn. Go ahead and help us out here.
I can't even talk.
You hear us struggling right now.
Oh, it's quite entertaining. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess Mamie doesn't have an Irish accent.
I don't. No, I have no accents. I have a Southern accent, and that's the only one that I have.
Is there an Irish car? Is there like a manufacturer that makes Irish cars?
Car bombs.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I get those all the time.
I get it handled.
Oh, Irish car bomb. That's a good one.
I start with it.
Okay. Bill does drink. Out of the three of us, Bill will drink beer.
Right.
More likely than we will.
Not all heroes wear capes. <That's>, what courage from the bullpen.
Guinness, is that, will you drink a Guinness?
I'll have a Guinness.
No problem with a stout. Is that a, that's not an IPA.
It's a stout.
It's a stout.
Yes.
Is there stout IPAs?
You can just, I'm not a beer expert.
Connoisseur.
I'm out of this conversation.
Just a taster.
Just a beer consumer.
I don't even describe them. I just drink them.
Don't even really taste them. They just go straight
Hardly,
down.
Hardly, yeah.
Guinness is probably the most prominent Irish.
Yes, that would be the most popular one, I think, this weekend.
It's a little thick, a little milkshake-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been told, though, that the Guinness over in Ireland, probably a little bit different than the Guinness we have here.
Demi's been to the Guinness factory.
I think Grace has as well.
She's student taught over there, and they did a whole thing. And you get to drink one, like, at the top of Guinness or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you sit in the boot. No, I don't. She wouldn't really describe it that way. Mm-hmm. Even, like,
right, I'm just not
person.
That good at articulating.
She's just.
I wish I could judge beers like that.
Yeah.
She also likes like the jalapeno beer. Not me.
No.
Not for my
just,
taste buds.
Yeah, I've just never been a fan of beer. I've tried it. It's just not my thing.
More of a margarita.
Margarita.
So you're anti St. Patty's, pro Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. But not anti-St. Patty's. I like a party anytime.
See how he got you with
I'm not anti.
On the St. Patty's Day anti there.
As far as the food that's available on both holidays, I would go...
Tacos over bangers
tacos
and mash?
Tacos over, yeah.
What are bangers?
It's like sausage.
Oh, it's sausage and taters.
Yeah, I think
that's why they just call it sausage and taters?
Because they're Irish. They're not Southern.
The luck of the Irish!
The Irish person.
The Irish bangers and mash. Isn't bangers and mash also English, though?
Probably. They're pretty close to each other.
Oh, they're sure like they cousins. They're like cousins.
Yeah, they live near each other. Like Canada and
Is Ireland
US.
An island? Or are they connected?
I didn't know we were doing geography today.
It's an island.
I didn't look for it. I didn't do any research before we got in here.
There's a lot of local events. Is there anyone that's got your eye in particular? Obviously, Harp and Crown is coming in.
Harp and Crown,
event.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Burkfield's
doing...
got an event. Downtown Quarantine. Nina's has got an event going on.
Yep.
I know Mooresville downtown's also got a big old to-do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Irish. You'll probably find me downtown Cornelius this weekend.
Downtown Quartown?
Yeah, yeah. Just
Peach Cobbler Factory, just hanging out, sitting there watching the festivities.
Yeah. What's the most Irish cobbler you got in here, lady?
What's an Irish topping? What's like Ireland known for food-wise? Bangers and mash?
Yeah, so haggis.
And Guinness?
Is that haggis? Is that Irish too?
Sauerkraut? Or that's German?
That's German.
That's German?
Yeah. We're just going around the world with foods today.
7:26. Didn't even make it to 8 o'clock.
But yeah, the Birkdale, you'll be there.
Luck of
the Irish, you'll be there tomorrow?
Yes, I will be there from 5 to 6. They got me talking about something. I don't get to play a bagpipe.
Mm.
I've been expressly told I'm not allowed to play a bagpipe.
So my dad, the whole time, every holiday, birthday, I mean, probably the last 20 years, Dad, what do you want for your birthday? Bagpipes. He just asked for bagpipes.
He wanted bagpipes.
So I've told you, Dad's a musician, mm-hmm. so he plays every instrument. I mean, there's not one that I've seen him pick up that he could not figure out how to play within 20 minutes.
And just can take it and run with it.
Yeah, take it and run with it. And he was like, it's just a woodwind. I can figure it out. I've always wanted to play him.
Just a woodwind.
Just a woodwind.
I believe him at that
He's
point.
Like, it's probably the da-da-da-da finger style. I'm sure I could figure it out. Okay, Dad, we're sure you could. But Mom would always say, absolutely not. There is no way I'm having bagpipes in my house. So
that was always the no-go.
That was always the no. Like, Mom says no, it's no. Like, we're not going to do it as a joke because Mom's going to be real mad at us.
Mm.
Well, my mother passed away
sure.
a few years ago. First Father's Day after she died, Dad, what do you want for Father's Day? Bagpipes. We're like, no.
He stuck to it even after?
And we're like, well, we're doing it for Mom. Yeah.
Did he play in the house?
Yeah, he played in the house. It's very hard to play.
I know.
You have to have the
lung capacity.
I don't think he realized the lung capacity because he's 75, so he didn't have the lung capacity.
You
got to
fill
play
the
it.
Bag up and mm-hmm. then like keep the bag filled. Like you squeeze
right, I believe
the
you
bag.
Squeeze it yes. and play the notes.
So that was the issue with it. He figured out the fingering of the, you know, how to do the notes and stuff. He just could not get the lung capacity to play it, so... Dad's got bagpipes, though, so if you ever bring them in.
Does he keep them in, like, a box? Like, how do you transport bagpipes?
The bag's deflated, it's not that much.
You just carry it? Like,
yeah,
like a satchel?
It has a bag. You just put
sticks
in the bag. Pipes in the bag.
Put the bag. You got a bag for the bagpipe. Okay. It might be that easy. It just seems like a complicated situation for travel purposes. Does he bring it with him?
No.
He stays at the house?
It stays at the house, yeah. But, you know.
I'd probably carry mine with me.
Everywhere.
Well, because you never know when you're going to have to announce
bag
something.
Bagpipe emergency. Now, right. Dad does carry instruments with him everywhere he goes.
Oh, really?
Just in case.
Like a harmonica or like what level?
He keeps like a mandolin in the car. Mandolin. It's like ukulele, guitar, hybrid. I don't know how else to describe it.
Just on hand. Hey, do you guys need my mandolin?
Yeah.
All right. I could use a mandolin.
He'll be somewhere. There's music emergency.
I feel like I could do that when I'm out and about.
It's small enough that you can just, you know, throw it in the trunk of the car and be okay.
Hey, you got your mandolin on you by chance?
Yeah. It's more of the da-da-da-da music. Dad's like, my mandolin's in the car. I'll be right back.
I meant to tell you about it. All right, let us walk into the sunset with the wind upon our backs, flowing from sea to sea as the sun shines upon your face and the stars hop and crown up next. It is on. Oh, good morning, LKN. Hello from the... I couldn't hear
it. Because I got it turned down so low.
I kind of had it low, too, because them bagpipes come in hot.
Soothing sounds of bagpipes.
7:34 on this Friday. Happy early St. Patty's Day. You're supposed to text people that, right?
Happy
is it one of those
today?
Holidays where happy you, like, send it out? No, like Christmas. You know, you intentionally reach out to 30 contacts you haven't talked to in 6 years.
I just tell every single person I see this weekend, Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Great to see you. Happy St. Patty. Luke, am I doing that right?
It's something. No, it's close. I'll give you that. It's pretty close.
Luke from Harp and Crown is here. Luke, you're the manager?
Yeah, GM.
Do you find people come in like with Irish accents quite often?
So the way it normally starts is everyone's excited, which I'm always happy for. And they come in, they talk like this, like, oh, how's it going? Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, you have a pint in this. And by the end of it, they're like, yeah, I have a Heineken, you know, like,
give me a beer. Yeah.
Give me another one.
Yeah, no, that's a hard accent to hold on to, though.
Is Harp and Crown purely an Irish spot?
So it's actually English and Irish split there.
Combo, like my accent.
Yep, it is. So you got the best of UK, Ireland, and then some American stuff mixed in there. Best of all three worlds or continents.
So what's your favorite part about that combination? Because that's unique to manage. So what's that been like for you?
So I have the luxury of a fantastic kitchen and a great staff, ownership, you know, all those things. And so I always feel confident in people. What do you want? What's new? What's good here? And I always feel confident with like five things I can always offer, whether it's vegetarian or it's traditional or those sorts of things. And I always know that my kitchen and my front of the house has my back on it. So it's very satisfying when someone's like, you know, someone would like to talk to you. I'm like, okay. And not in a bad way.
Sure.
I'm more than happy to reinforce it. And I had the luxury of it rarely being, you know, something with an opportunity. It's usually people saying, where did you get this? How can I buy this? You know, and then unfortunately the bad part is I can't tell you.
Come back here. That's how you come back again for
brunch and I can tell you.
So what's your most popular item on the menu right now, would you say?
So fish and chips by far carries the place.
It's my favorite place to get fish and chips.
Which is I appreciate. Cod?
Yes. So with that, it's very traditional. It's beer battered with Harp Lager. We make our own fries. If you got to order it with malt vinegar. And it's the traditional version of it. So I always tell people, again, it's done traditionally. You would like some malt vinegar with that. And 99% of the time, no, I'll say 100% of the time because it's that popular. That definitely...
It plays.
Yeah, for sure. It's very reassuring to have that in your back pocket.
What about bangers and mash? Is that high up
on
the totem pole?
I know it always sounds like Gar says, I'm like, that's my favorite. But that is actually my favorite by far.
Okay.
Being a New Yorker, I'm a big cased meats guy, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's a very specific... sausage, if you will, and it's done a very specific way, and we make our own mashed potatoes, and it's a very good, hearty thing, and I can eat it in July, or I can eat it in December, and that's another one I always definitely lean on. And
so the mash is mashed potatoes?
Yes. In-house mashed potatoes, fantastic.
Skin in or skin out?
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just figured I'd ask. Yeah,
it's extra texture sometimes with that, you know.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Ireland?
You know what? None of that.
So you're just YouTube sensation.
It's just
YouTube
coming out
sensation.
Right now. Yeah, is this a flank interview? No. No. No, you know, I never have. It's, of course, a place I'd always like to visit. And because I'm from a part of New York where that was very strong around there. And so I'm able to bring that and like to. You guys have like a giveaway for that? That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we could work on that. Yeah. Well, you can just hop in Mamie's bag when she goes to France for Taylor Swift.
Sure. That's is that industrial size bag? Is that what that is? I lost some weight. Maybe I can get through check bags or something like that.
Being GM, you've mentioned front of the house, back of the house. You have to worry about all of those things.
Yeah.
What's been the buildup like? This is probably the busiest event of the year for you guys, if I had to guess?
By far. So we do a thing on Saturday that I carried down here. It's called St. Practice Day. And what it is, to be honest with you, I did this years and years ago. People want to do it regardless. So I was like, we have the stuff. People want to do it. Let's go ahead and do it. And then the reason it's great is we get to prep our stuff, see what's good. You got to tweak the cabbage, this or that. Loch Norman Pipe Band gets to come in. They get to tweak. They just come after training. Walsh Kelly School, this is their first thing they do before they go to the parade. So it's an opportunity for everyone to
It really
practice.
Is. Yeah, yeah, it really is a practice, yeah.
And an excuse to practice drink, you know, those sorts of things. So, yeah.
So the menu is there anything new or unique for this weekend as compared to Monday through Sunday like you normally do?
So with that, corned beef and cabbage is done traditionally. It is delicious. Even if you don't like it, I always tell people, where did you have it before? And I know that sounds, you know, off, but sometimes you have a bad experience with certain things, or you had it here, or somebody was winging it in the kitchen. Our corned beef and cabbage, I think, is delicious. But again, I sound biased, but it's not. The other thing is sausage, beans, and chips. You got to have, I know, morning beans, but it comes with their special kind. Again, they're from the UK.
Is that baked beans?
It is, but it's not the American, like, where it's, like, really molasses-based or anything like that. It's a little bit more bean forward, if you will.
Bean forward.
But it's another way that you can have sausage and fries in the morning.
So. Fries like one of a common staple in the Irish friend or potatoes, I guess,
potato,
fries,
yeah.
So
right?
Potatoes, yeah. We just find fun ways to alter its state, whether it's mashed potatoes or fries.
Let's
or
put our fries on top of our mashed potatoes.
I'm for that.
Not mad about that.
No, I'm for that, especially the day after. I'm definitely for that.
Talk about the space, Harp and Crown space. You know, how many tables? What are you guys expecting on the weekend this weekend?
So, again, we have the luxury of, and I'm going to have to take that out of my dialogue because it's kind of overkill, but I'll tell you, the nice part is we are the predominant place up around Lake Norman area. People know about us. I'm excited this year. Traffic, both digitally and word of mouth and everything we've got, is higher than it's ever been, which is I'm excited for, obviously. And the space is built for something like that. It's almost like it was built to be that. There's things there prior to it, before it was Harp and Crown. There's other things. And then when they took over and Harp and Crown was there, it's built for it. You have a nice outdoor patio. We have an outdoor bar. We added some extra bars just for extra hydration out there. We have an indoor dining room, and we have another bar on the inside. And we do a great job of making sure everyone has a great experience, but also, you know, at the same time that everyone is enjoying it the way traditionally is done, which people want when they come here. They want that experience. They want to get a real half and half and know what's in that. And they, you know, they want corned beef and cabbage. So that's what we can offer.
Are you requiring your people to utilize either the British or Irish accent this weekend that work at Harp and Crown? Or no, will that not be part of the festival?
So I have a very weird background with accents. And my rule with that was if you can't hold it for a whole day, don't do it.
Okay.
And I would fail. With that, the big rules on St. Patrick's Day for us is if you're making, you know, a half and half or a snake bite, you know what those are.
I don't.
So what those are is, this right here, like I need it, but. So your half and half is Guinness with harp.
Okay.
If you ever see that, they kind of sit on top of each other. It looks really pretty and it's really good. And some people that are like, oh, I'm not a big Guinness drinker. It's a great way to kind of get into that because you have some nice light lager on that. You have one with Smittix. You have Black and Blue, which is with Blue Moon, if you're into that. And then you have a snake bite, snake bite, which is your Guinness and your hard cider. So it kind of ranges a whole range.
What about Irish whiskeys? You guys got any Irish whiskeys?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is where, as you can tell by this, I'm really into that.
Sure.
With that, you have, you know, Tullamore Dew is a huge one. Jameson, of course, I mean, that's all over. You have different sort of Irish scotch, if you will, and scotch whiskeys like Powers, West Cork, and those sorts of ones, which I'm going to tell you. People think of that as something that you'd sip in front of a fireplace as a Revolutionary War general. But really what it is it's a great piece that goes with it. It's meant to be paired with that originally. And you don't have to shoot it. You can enjoy it.
Or you sip can pair by it. The fart. Nope.
Nope.
It's close.
Yeah, I was getting better. Sorry.
Yeah. On the Outback. But that's where it usually blends into. That's where accents usually go into. Australian for some reason. That's a big default for everybody. Sorry. But so we offered this year. Yeah, that is true. Which is great for adults too. But I'll tell you something that we have this year that I'm highlighting is pairings. So if you've never had it before or you're interested in trying it or you're like, I want an experience outside of a whatever, we have a thing that's set up with pairings, like it's a Guinness or, you know, a Harp and a West Cork, so you can try different things, and they're meant to be with each other, so you're not, you know, off, but not like there's any real combination that's off, but so you can try different things the way they're meant to be.
So for this weekend, is it just open, normal restaurant, you walk in, do you have to have a reservation, is it by party only, how are you guys doing it?
So reservations, as you can imagine, are scarce, Picasso painting scarce, but the upside of that is if you're still interested, we encourage everybody to call, and we'll see if we can set you up with something. If not, the big thing we have this year that I'm extremely excited about is our digital waitlist. So if you want to get on, and you want to get online, and you want to walk in and do something like that, we have a digital waitlist that you can add yourself to. You get a text. As some people don't want to call or talk to anybody, right. It just pops up on your phone. You can get that set up with a table, and we'll take care of you that way.
And so can I do it like from home, and then it tells me, hey, head on over because your table's about ready?
Yeah, you can go straight from our Google page. You can go straight from our homepage. And that's something that I love as somebody that you I think like would that. Be very forward. Yeah. I love anytime a restaurant has like digital things you can click on. Traditionally, you can pick out your table that you want, but that's the way we do that.
That's a cool feature. I don't know of another really place doing that.
Yeah,
being able to be at home, put my name for the table, and then head that way when it's the appropriate time. That's not bad right there. More Irish things coming our way. Prepare yourselves for the great festivities of the weekend.
That's good.
Huh? Yeah. Getting there. Getting better. Good morning, OKN. The sweet sounds filling the air on this weekend. Ready to be with your friends at Harp and Crown, hanging with Luke, who's telling us of the adventures to expect on the weekend. Luke, tell us of tradition and venture through the Corntown community.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
That was like Braveheart. I was trying to go Braveheart on it.
Or as Firetime Grandpa telling a story. Like that was pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
Firetime Grandpa.
Oh,
that's there you go. That's your
that's a good
that's
one.
My that's new nickname.
Yeah.
TM.
Sorry. Hope that doesn't stick.
It's stuck. That's it. It's done.
She's not going to let
so I know you guys were talking about bagpipes beforehand.
Yeah.
Sure, that's something that we have, which is Loch Norman Pipe Band. They come in. And I'm so immune to that I don't even hear that anymore. Like, my dad worked for U.S. Airways for years, and he was on the tarmac and didn't hear jets anymore. And I feel like it's the same sort of a thing. They're like, they're really loud. I'm like, oh, they're nice. And I'm really happy that they're going to come back again this year. And then we have Walsh Kelly School of Irish Dancing this year, which is a different caliber. It is very done up. It is very full. What people expect, I hate to say it again, watered down, like river dance or something like that. It's that
sure.
quality of it. And again, the biggest part of that to me, one of my favorite things of St. Patrick's Day is hearing the clacking of that. It sounds really real. I know it sounds like a weird thing, but like hearing that clacking reminds me of it. And they do it better than anybody. So I'm happy to have them.
Has there ever been anyone that has come to Harp and Crown and busted out like an Irish melody, like to get the whole crowd sing? Isn't that a thing, right? Like
it
might be just Liquid Courage, but at some point someone starts singing, I would imagine.
So yes. And I encourage that because that is a part of that. And again, much like your accent and everything, no.
My strong accent.
Your pitches and
Hello!
Everything like that. And I do feel bad sometimes. Like someone will be really into it and the group's like, Gary, stop, man. you know, Gary.
Can I just eat my today. Bangers and mash?
today. But yeah, no, I'm more than happy to encourage anybody to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said it. Luke said it. It's okay to bust out in song.
All right, let me know what time you're going to be there.
Go ahead. For Best Irish Melody, 1, 2, 3, go.
Not happening.
Thought I had her. How about you, Luke? You got an Irish melody you like to sing? 1, 2, 3, go.
So I'll lead into that because I have to barrel into that because that's how I am. I'll tell you, when people are like, do you have a favorite bagpipe song? Like, I do. Yeah.
Who doesn't carry one in their back pocket?
That's right.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's like that thing you throw out. You're like, that's a weird thing. But yeah. No, the only reason I know it is that it was, it's called Black Bear. And sometimes people request things like, what do you want to hear? This or that. Mm-hmm. And I'm 105, so I go, Boss Gags. But people that always ask, you know, the pipe band, like, what do you want to hear? And, you know, they'll play traditional ones. And I asked for that. And I knew what I was going to get. And they're like, and it sounded complex in my head, which made me feel good because they were like, that's extremely complex. I'm like, hey, you know, that sounds like a thing. So
Black Bear is your favorite. And someone requested it?
I did.
Oh, you did.
That's my favorite one. It's actually, I am 105. It's what a lot of UK platoons would use when they would storm the beaches of Normandy or they went into battle. Mm. The guy that would be, he didn't have a rifle or anything. He did, dude was blaring on pipes. So good for those guys.
See, it definitely would be normal to walk into Harp and Crown and request that. But like, what if you walked into like Trop and like, or Saeed's?
Let me get Black Bear.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find that one on the
put
screen.
Put 50 in. Hope you guys enjoy that.
Clear a room.
Don't unplug that.
Yeah. All right. Harp and Crown having festivities this weekend. Luke, you were telling us about this app or this login online experience where you could be at home, put your name on the waitlist for the table. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So again, it's on our Google page and it says waitlist on there. If you want a reservation, you can give us a call. But the waitlist is a great way if you're on the way or you're on the fence about going, you can join either that way. I'll have it posted on our Instagram and our Facebook, relatively active on there. And it's a great way to kind of put yourself in line. And then we'll just text you when you're ready. If you're running behind, you let us know, all those sorts of things. And it's a just way we can ping back. It's right on a tablet. And then when your table's ready, ping, and we'll put you at your table.
And you had mentioned before, like, can you pick the table you want to be like indoor, outdoor on that? Or is it just you?
Normally.
Okay.
Normally it's dealer's choice. And I'm pretty open to that sometimes. Yeah. If it's indoor, outdoor, we can usually accommodate that on a weekend like this. I want to make sure that everyone experiences what they want.
Of course.
However, at the end of the day, I think most people would like to be in the facility doing the thing.
It's one of those, like, you come in, you're like, oh, I really want that. Then you get there, there's like 100 people. You're like, I'll just take whatever you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
And we're realistic. It's like, it's this or that. And most of the time people are like, I'll take that. Thank you. I'll take that.
So you're setting up the room beer hall style. So a little bit more close knit, kind of family style, if you would. Yep. Multiple family groups together at a single kind of setup.
Yep. Out on the patio is going to be set up that way. And on the inside, we have a traditional dining room set up, which is where most of the reservations and everything go, because I was saying it earlier, I know it's St. Patrick's Day, or especially my fake holiday, I know it's St. Practice Day. Most people don't either know or care about certain things, so they just come in, and I want to make sure they're still getting their brunch experience and everything, so we still have a part of our dining hall set up normally, but outside, like I said, is going to be set up in a fun, I think, more community fun way.
So Harp and Crown is not a pop-up tent place. It's an actual brick-and-mortar location that survives St. Patrick's Day. Tell us about the rest of the year, what it's like. Like, you come up to this high of, like, St. Patty's Day, and then it's...
So, you did say tent. We are covered with tents. Just ahead of time.
For the outdoor.
Outside.
Outside covering for that.
Which is cool.
Yeah, which is fantastic, because you never know. Last year was a little rainy. This year looks fantastic. By the way, it looks fantastic. Everybody should come out. But
great weekend.
Yeah, like I need to plug you guys are talking about right now. But year-round, we do have other events. I like doing big community events anytime we can involve other people, anytime I can dress up in a costume, to be honest with you, or I can get my staff in a costume. For example, like Halloween, bring out some makeup artists. Did everybody up like zombies this year? We had some music. And
I remember driving down Catawba seeing that, yeah.
Yeah, we usually do up all of our holidays pretty big, from some fake ones that might come around this year, which I'm excited about. Sorry, it's a pirate thing.
Oh, that was pirate. I thought that was an Irish thing.
No, I didn't just snap all this stuff.
Do you dress like a pirate? Is that what it is? Or talk like a pirate day or something like that?
Similar to that. It's Captain like Meachum's Pirate Weekend! Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, it's close, but not quite. Actually, everyone does call me Mr. Krabs, so that's okay, though. It's okay. It's okay. He's a good character. He did serve in the Navy. But all that being said, year-round, we do big events, but I will say it is the perfect hybrid for me that if people are like, it's like a first date or like meetup sort of a place because it's fun and casual and it's a little bit different. And like I said, outdoor patio. And when the weather is right and we don't have tents over them, we have outdoor fireplaces too, which again is a great atmosphere for that. And I think it's a great spot for people to meet up. We're more than happy to put together parties for you guys or anything. Mm. But yeah, year round, we like to stay busy with different events that either are real or that I create because, you know, why not? And our staff loves it. It's a very different experience for them too. They're like, what's today? I'm like, oh, today's a special. Everyone's tired. So I'm going to say, a pirate, just to revamp it again. Sure. But, you know, those sorts of pieces.
You can be a pirate if you want to be a pirate.
Constantly.
So bagpipes exclusively for the weekend, playing probably over the sound system, yep. I would imagine. What about the rest of the year? Do you guys have ever live music? What do you do there?
So live music is starting up again Wednesdays and Thursdays, 6 p.m. during March, and then goes into 7 p.m. Wednesdays and Thursdays. Once the weather is a little bit more promising and you can kind of count on it, we miss that weird block of just nonsense that you kind of get. We'll expand into Sundays and all of that. And then the other big thing that I love is we are big Premier League bar in the mornings.
Oh.
I love coming in at 10 o'clock in the morning and people are at the door ready to go drink some Carlsberg and watch some Premier League soccer or rugby. It's a fantastic environment. I invite everyone out if you like it or if you want to get into it. It is the environment for that.
You got a bunch of TVs in there for people to watch stuff on?
Yes,
too?
Indeed. We got, and now as in 2014, I got 9,000 streaming services because so you can watch everything that you want.
You a Charlotte FC fan?
You know, I am in the fact of I wanted to get into a team. I'm from a part of New York that had nothing at all other than Syracuse. I'm excited that the way that this community took that in differently than I feel like other franchises, I think they're a fan of the ones, but like this one felt different. I feel like there was immediate attraction to it. And even if you had a downside, I feel like people are still into it throughout the season, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's cool to see a little bit of soccer, which is mostly mm-hmm. European. So that's yeah. probably a heavy presence for those who love soccer. Probably a great sure. place to go is Harpen Ground and hang out and watch the games.
And you can see the dedication
matches.
Of
matches.
People.
Sorry, matches. Not games. Sorry, I
yeah.
apologize.
No, you're good.
I didn't mean to offend.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I have a verbiage.
I didn't mean to offend. Is that better? That was a little better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say that because you're interesting. Yeah. No, it's good. I'll tell you, your biggest thing, if you want to hear a trick with that accent, is you can build up to that, but you got to start down here. Stop. And you're going to start down here. And he's down telling, ahead. You know, he's having a time and he's walking down the road. And that way you can kind of develop time. It. And then he gets really, yeah, there it is. And then he kind of gets excited because he saw his buddy. And then he
did it. Yeah. No, I fell off again.
No, but it's good. You build up into those. That's just a weird...
Keep practicing. By next year, you'll have it.
That's it. Keep going. We'll do it. I'll do it every day for
every
a
day
year.
Until
you give me a line a day. To, I got to say
Happy
a line
Fourth
a
of July,
day.
Everybody.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, so...
yeah, there you
no,
go.
No, sorry.
That's normal. No, that's... Luke, that's normal around yeah. here. For my wife and I, when we go to a restaurant, we love to do the appetizer game now, yep. where we share a few different things. We get to try, you know, because we just enjoy a little bit of everything yeah. right now. What's that like for at Harpen Crown if I want to get on the appetizer game?
So I will say, I don't know what it is in the last 10 years, but like I feel like appetizers are a thing that I never looked at, and now that's like might be the first thing I look at. I might buy two or three of those, and that's what my game plan is. I'll tell you for us, one of the biggest things is the Irish potato puffs, which is, again, our homemade mash mm. with some bacon and Irish cheddar and green scallions. And by the way, that is in panko breasted and then deep fried. And then it comes in a Guinness aioli. That is a staple. That is another thing, like I said, no matter what, who comes in, I go, this is
the one.
This is the one you need to get.
Along with that, our beer cheese is really good. Sometimes we make it with Harp. Sometimes we make it with Juicy J. But again, fantastic in-house beer cheese, which you don't get a lot of the time. And the other part is we don't do them for St. Patrick's Day just because we're going through corned beef like no other. But we have Reuben spring rolls, which are fantastic. Mm. If you like, again, like corned beef, that's the place to try it.
Wow, Harp and Crown located on West Catawba Avenue in Corntown this weekend. The celebration festivities for all to enjoy together. For the luck of the Irish is upon us, and the wind be at your back, and the stars shine upon your face, and all the other cool things that come with being Irish. Luke.
Say what?
Oh, Bill was talking to me. Sorry. Luke, thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure for coming on, guys.
Thanks. You can schedule your table online. Good morning, okay, and 8:06. Happy Luck of the Irish Day to you, Mames.
Thanks.
Is it getting any
better?
You're
trying to get me to snort today, I think.
Well, that's every day. That's just how the day goes. Thanks to Luke of Harp and Crown for coming in. Sounds like a cool place to hang out at.
It is a cool place. Rob and I had our first date halfway to St. Patty's Day party.
Halfway? Wait, what?
That's another made-up holiday.
Halfway to, it's like Christmas in July?
Yeah, in September.
And so you guys just said we'll celebrate with bangers and mash.
It just seemed like celebrated with Jack and Coke.
Oh, well.
It's a good day, though.
You can do that every day.
We had a good time, though. We had a good time. It was a fun party, and it was fun. And so it's like nostalgic for us to all the St. Patrick's Day events and halfway events and all the made-up holidays. We have a good time.
I will say the concept, Luke, and Luke being the GM, he's got to think about these things, right? He can't just think about one aspect. He's got to think about the whole business. The being able to put your name down on the wait list online and then just get notified when you can go,
that's a
huge thing right there. Yeah. You go to some of these places and they're like, oh, it's an hour and 25-minute wait. It's like, you could have told me.
I mean,
you could have let me know.
Closest I ever had was texting Charlie at Fresh Egg and tell her I'm coming. It wasn't official, though. I was just lucky enough
that's your
personal number.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. Hey, I'm coming. Is it busy?
Have my table prepared.
Is the next level to that, like, have your location in there and it can tell you, like, it can calculate, oh, you should probably head out now.
Yeah, that's
like Great Clips. When I get my hair cut, it's like, you've got 3 minutes left. You can go and head to the salon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, they do that for Great Clips. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's based on location services. I think it's like a default, like when you get to
I'm trying
minutes.
To give everyone here, can I say $1 billion? Multi-million dollar idea.
Sure. Technology.
Location tracking?
Yeah,
TM.
TM!
There you go.
Ha.
You called it.
Wait, no, Irish style. TM!
Yeah.
It's getting better.
It's getting... Yeah.
You know
Just
what?
Stop swinging.
Are there Irish people in Canada?
Yeah.
Sure there are.
Probably, right?
Yeah,
there's like
for
Irish
sure.
factions.
There's got to be.
Of Canadians?
They're everywhere.
Is Canada's still pretty safe, isn't it?
I would think so. They seem like their stereotype is that they're very nice. Very nice, very kind people in Canada.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners. A message echoed by Toronto police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well. There's also updated advice
Canada's
for all
super
vehicle
safe.
Owners.
Instead, this is it. This
Toronto
is the secret. Instead of, you know, having the person break into your house, bring a loaded firearm, threaten you and your whole family, just leave your key fob outside and let them take the car.
Why don't you just leave it in the car? Let them take the car.
Why not? Might as well.
Yeah.
It's much easier that way.
Take your garage door opener out, though.
You know, Canada, I doubted Canada's principles and ideologies for quite some time.
I think they figured it out.
I think this is it. This is the secret. Just let everybody take everything, and we all share one giant compound.
Yeah.
You know, just
all share cars.
Just walk away. It's a Bentley.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Take it.
Have it.
So, make your day better.
That's
and
what's
mine
going
too,
on in Canada.
You didn't break my house.
Yeah, thank you for not breaking into my house.
I should be thanking you, sir.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
That's
thank
amazing.
Thank you for your service. You know what? This video came up, and immediately I see the snow, and I'm like, nope, nope, I don't want to go there.
So it has nothing to do with safety classifications. The fact that it's snowing in Canada.
And that looks like really cold snow. Like, it's not the snow that lays on the ground. It's just that, like, comes down all day, and it's windy and cold and wet. No.
Like a block of ice falling from the sky.
No.
Hey, there's a doggy inside my cup.
Oh, that's cute.
Is it like in the center?
Yeah, it's like it's kind of
cool.
Poke his little head. Ah!
I think I had a giraffe, one of those. You know what? They're kind of hard to clean.
I would imagine. Can you put that in the dishwasher?
That explains a lot. I thought the brown was a feature of the doggy. Okay.
But they have
left a little dropping, but I guess.
I think I've talked about this before, but we've had kids, you know, teenagers, maybe a little bit older, come through the neighborhood checking doors just to see. And Cornelius police have been putting out every day on Instagram the 9 p.m. routine where you're supposed to go out, make sure there's no valuables in your car, make sure your car is locked, your key fob is not in the car, because there has been They've posted that there's been a lot of car thefts because people are leaving their fobs in the car.
So you bringing this up actually triggered my mind. I debated last night whether or not I was going to talk about this or not. Not because I don't want to incite an insurrection or mm-hmm. anything like that, right? Like, I'm not into that. Previously, I think I mentioned to you, there were some teenagers who had stolen a car, like wrecked it or something yep. like that in Cornelius. Then they get in our neighborhood and they open Demi's car door. Now, thankfully, we don't have anything in there for her to take. I go out, confront the whole thing. Anyway, but last night, I've been starting to take walks at night. Weather's perfect. It's like that perfect, like I'm a sweaty polar bear. So
night
for
walker.
Me, yeah. So I have this thing where I go and I'm on Catawba and then I come back and there's this gentleman who's walking, I think is a dude, but looked a little off. Mm-hmm. Sunglasses at night, okay. I've been there, so like I'm not going to judge somebody for that. Like initially,
I've had a hard day before. I understand you, pal.
Couple that with a pretty thick backpack, and then you add in a little bit of stumbling in mm-hmm. the walking. I'm not going to lie. I had a little bit of the pucker effect go on last night when I'm walking home, mm-hmm. and so I go past my entrance on purpose. I'm like, well, hold on now. If this is a situation, let me get my responsibly armed citizen mindset going on right here. And so I go past and then I turn around after I make a little bit. And I watch him walk away. And I debated. I literally, for the first time in my entire life of living in Cornelius, do I call the police to inform them of this sketchy figure that I am seeing? Because mm-hmm. and it was one of those things, like, look, I deal with a lot of people in a day. I've met a lot of people. And so people don't necessarily make me nervous, mm-hmm. right? Like, if someone's crazy or loony, you know, we just get smacked and we move on. Like, that's right. just how, you know, if we have to do, we have to do it. But for whatever reason last night, I had these different kind of vibes. I did not call the police department because then I felt like, am I wrong for, like, calling the police on this random guy? Like, maybe he's okay. Maybe if it's yeah. mental, it's I would lean into maybe mental health.
Okay.
Or he was drunk. I mean, those are, like, the two options that came to my mind, right. top of mind. But I just got a little nervous, and that was the first time in Cornelius that I had felt that way. And it's not a bash, like, oh, Cornelius isn't doing it. That's not what it is. People are going to come here, right? You can't stop the crazies from coming. But what is my responsibility, our responsibility, what's okay culturally to, like, investigate when this type of scenario? Yeah. I genuinely felt, and I had to tell Demi when I got home, I said, just heads up. He didn't, like, come at me. He didn't even say anything to me.
Yeah.
But it was just a character that I was like, this is not a normal everyday person.
It's
you
like
see
your gut just gives you like a little.
I had my spidey sense yeah, was tingling.
Yeah.
My Irish spidey sense was tingling.
Irish spidey sense. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And for me, Rob will pick on me sometimes. He says I live in a fantasy world. I just assume everybody's good. And I know that's not right.
I want to believe everybody.
But I
is.
Believe that everybody has good intentions. But that's not always true.
That's so definitely not true.
So I would say I would not have said anything. Now, Rob, he's the opposite, and he just thinks everybody wants to murder us. So,
and I did a stop. I paused, and I intentionally like put my eyes on his what I believe to be his eyes behind his sunglasses,
yeah.
and let him walk past and let him know I was looking at him because it was just again, it was just something was off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess mental health, but that again is even that of seeing that in our community to that level where what if this was somebody who's homeless,
yeah.
who has mental health issues. Have no idea what he's capable or willing to do. So, just something I experienced. Morning, LKN. 8:18 on this Friday before the Paddy's Day celebrations. What are people doing on the roads in their horse and buggies? Let us find out and inquire. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Top of the day to you. There is an accident to report, 77 southbound at mile marker 12 in Charlotte. Multiple car accident with injuries. Traffic is backed up for a couple of miles. So if you're headed into Charlotte right now, it's going to be a little slow go. As far as 77 southbound out of Statesville, things are looking good. you might have a little bit of slowdown in the Huntersville area around exit 25 and 23. Northbound, when you get to Huntersville exit 23, there's heavy congestion there on up to about Cornelius. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problem. So for the most part, everything's flowing except into Charlotte.
Okay, accident on 77 southbound there as you enter into Charlotte. So pack them patient pants if you're already late for work. Go ahead and stay home and start celebrating the weekend. Jeff, we appreciate you and all you do, sir. Hope your travels are safe and wonderful for the entire weekend, and we look forward to Monday.
And the luck of the Irish to you. Have
Thank you, sir. Job. You as well. Huzzah! RideEyeCats.com.
That's great.
Is it getting better? It's growing on you?
No.
All this talk.
It's a shame that it only comes once a year, well, St. Patrick's Day.
It really is. Such a terrible situation. Also because that's just the one day probably of the year I would consider drinking a brew.
Right.
Now, I guess, okay, again, I don't mind drinking a beer. I just prefer more spirits. I'm just a spirit guy instead. We talked about the poo brew.
The Renew Brew.
Renew Brew poo.
And since we talked about it, was that just Monday that we talked about it?
I feel like it was fairly recent.
It was recent, but it's been all over my timeline. So apparently, you know, we're influencing the influencers. Yeah.
It's a thing.
WRAL out of Raleigh picked it up. So wow. It's been all over my timeline.
Well, something else went down though in Minnesota.
Yes. Spring Park, Minnesota. Back Channel Brewing Company is the name of the company. They posted a reel to the social media account. It was the security camera. One of the company beer brewers checking out systems on a stainless steel tank.
There's some pictures, too. Bill's going to pull up on the stream.
Of beer that he was brewing, and one of the valves flew out, sending a stream of beer across his chest. I think it said it threw him... like 10 feet.
Bill's going to pull the picture. There's pictures of like the security camera footage. They did a still image of it. I mean, this is like a cannon blasting this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's just a straight shot of poo brew to the chest.
That being poo brew.
To the face.
Just like, I watched this video probably 8 times in a row. Laughed every single time that I saw it.
Should I be concerned that you saw a random story about a leaky tap faucet, and what came to your mind was poo brew?
Is that because we had just been talking about it?
Should I also be concerned about that? That I have now influenced you, that's how your mind
Well, I told you my Twitter feed is just yours now.
Well, you weren't really on Twitter.
I wasn't, and that's why it's yours now, because, you know.
It's just my links I'm sending
everything
to you.
You text me, and so it's just the algorithms assume that I like everything you like now.
The algorithm on Twitter, I have noticed this, as compared to like your Instagram, Facebook, which stays true to like your long-term likes and things like that, Twitter's algorithm updates the content put in front of you very rapidly.
Really?
Like if you go and look at something, you will get several more items the moment you clip back to your main timeline of those items even deeper. It's pretty wild like what you notice. It's also a scary thing because you click one wrong thing, all of a sudden your whole timeline is like, that's not my life. That's not what I'm doing.
That's right. Yeah.
So that happens. Off. But yeah, no, hopefully this wasn't poo brew.
I don't think it was, but it's just is funny to imagine that if it was.
Kind of looks like poo brew.
That's what I thought too when I saw the video.
Assuming that, well, anyway.
Well, we won't
if
go
you
that
missed
far.
That story, basically in Charlotte, there's a brewery partnered as like a, is it a nonprofit? I don't think it's nonprofit.
I don't think it's a nonprofit.
But no. It's partnered with the McDowell Wastewater Treatment Facility. I believe if you've contributed to the McDowell Wastewater at all, you've contributed to the poo brew because they utilize that system, that location to use recycled water to make a brew.
Right.
You drinking it?
No.
You wouldn't do the poo brew challenge?
What's the challenge? Just drink it.
Chug one.
One.
Just a whole one.
I don't know if their St. Patty's Day styled green beer is
a special edition.
Special edition. Special, all right.
Yes.
So we were saying the other day, like the IPA, it's okay, but then as you get into the darker beers, you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
But the Guinness.
The EPA said it was okay to drink.
No reason a stout should be green.
That was funny. The EPA.
They
is
should
the
make
one.
An EPA IPA.
No, it wasn't the EPA. It wasn't. Oh yeah, it was environmental.
It was the EPA.
Yeah, it wasn't the FDA.
FDA did not say it's okay.
Still confused on that?
EPA, I guess you can like take a bath in it, but Nobody said that it's okay to drink.
And there was something else we were watching or listening to, Bill. Remember the other day? It was like somebody else mentioned, oh, the EPA. And I'm like, why does the EPA have any say-so on what enters my body? I'm right. confused on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're like cross-training.
Overstepping.
They're just like, we'll take some of those. Mm. I'm sure we know what we're doing over here.
Should there be, like, you know, like kind of the, this is kind of how the Men in Black was invented, right? Out of a need. Should we?
Out of a need.
Should we?
The Men in Black, the movie? Yeah.
The organization.
The service.
The
organization.
The alien people?
That came out.
Is that real?
The Poo Brew Squad. This is like the water, no, water quality is already a thing. I don't know. Maybe time for a new department.
Yeah. Yeah. The Can You Drink This Dirty Water department.
Yeah, ugh.
It's a hybrid between the EPA and the FDA. Can you drink this?
Well, okay, you got Poo Brew, which they claim is EPA standard. Whatever standards the EPA have as it relates to food entering your body.
Okay, for the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for your environment of your body.
For your personal environment, okay, we can't say.
But drinking out of a hockey stick is okay, though. We're okay with that.
A hockey stick?
Because the Carolina Hurricanes, right, you can have your favorite beer poured into a Canes hockey stick at various draft bars and concession stands throughout the PNC Arena in Raleigh.
Well, that looks like fun.
So drinking out of a hockey stick's okay.
Yeah.
But drinking recycled. I wouldn't call it leftover.
I think, they sell those hockey sticks you're talking about. Those are actually pretty cool. Those are just like, they started doing it at baseball stadiums where it's like
a baseball bat mug.
Take home.
I remember that. I think didn't it start really with like the Renaissance Festival of just like the long colored ones like bongs or whatever?
Now, our friend at Rio 150, they now have a purse margarita.
Oh, I saw
it's
that.
It's like a plastic purse. It's got
try not spill. Imagine just carrying that purse. I'm going to Target right
she
now.
She said the number of people that asked if they could keep the purse after. She's like, no, it stays here.
Oh.
Drink out of it. Like they have the big cups, you know, she brought the big glass in. So now they've moved into the purse margarita.
That is genius marketing.
Girls' night. Get your margarita in a purse.
Just put a straw right into it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's more margarita in the purse than it is in the giant glass.
You a backwasher?
I would hope not.
I'm just at, it seems like a, you know.
I don't know. I've never like paid it. Are you? Do you sit and pay attention to that kind of stuff?
I pay attention to my children when they drink out of the water because that's usually when backwash enters and I don't drink that again.
I usually drink out of a straw though, especially if I'm sharing a drink.
Sure. Well, I didn't expect you just to turn up the purse. You know what I mean? Like, here's Mamie's here. We're all done. That's it. It's hers.
It's like falling all over me. I'm drinking it as fast as I can.
The trick is the corner. You turn it to a corner and it's like
got
a funnel.
The handles on it. Yeah. They get in your way.
Yeah. Is it glass or plastic?
I think it's just hard plastic.
Or
I haven't been in there
probably
to try
be plastic,
it. Yet.
I think
you just stick your
acrylic?
Face in there and just start
acrylic. Yeah, it's probably acrylic.
Probably not do that actually either. Not going to reenact that one.
Swim in it. That's going to be next level. Rio 150. When are you going to have the swimming pool of margarita?
Just the entire restaurant's
drink
filled.
Drink it from the inside out.
Dive in.
Yes. Have like a quesadilla in one hand, straw in the other, drinking out of the pool.
Mm. Who needs quesadilla when you've got a margarita-filled floor?
That's what I'm saying.
Floor can't get sticky if it's wet.
Just constant.
Right. Yeah.
Dipping pool.
I'm excited. I think you sent it to me, and then I sent it to my girlfriends, and they were like, yes, girls.
Next. Oh, the bag?
Yeah.
I thought I've seen this before.
Yeah. I think you sent it to me, and then, you or Richard or somebody sent it to me, and yeah, I was like, yes.
Is Rio 150 an appropriate place if you were to win the lottery to go celebrate? Like, would you, if you won the lottery, would you go celebrate there?
I won the lottery. Where would I go celebrate?
Because you got to have like a moment of celebration, right?
Yeah. I don't know where
Rio 150 wouldn't be a bad spot.
That would be a great spot to go and celebrate, though. Giant margaritas all around. I just won the lottery.
That's right. See?
That's what I'd say.
Purse margaritas for all.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can keep the cup.
Oh, wow.
I'll buy them new ones.
They'll buy the cups.
Yeah.
Well, it's an unclaimed $1 million lottery ticket expires this week, you said.
Yes. So can I get it?
You want the lottery ticket?
How do I walk in there and be like, yes, that's mine?
I would like that. I think you have to have bought it before the numbers were drawn. Like, it's time stamped. You can't walk in now with the numbers that have won and win.
Are you sure?
What? Think about it. Somebody would have done that. They would do that every single time.
You think somebody's tried it yet, though? Because if they haven't, that's what I'm doing this afternoon.
I don't even think, and this is a little bit I know, because I don't even really go into the gas station very often, I guess, anymore. Who goes into the gas station unless you're buying some snacks, road trip, whatever,
yeah.
Regular? I don't know. Because they have it almost like a self-service scan machine now, don't they? Like you bring it.
I don't buy lottery tickets, so I don't know how they work. Rob buys them. He's like, yeah, if it's over $1 billion or something, yeah, we're going to buy lottery tickets.
There is a threshold, like if it's over an amount, I don't know if it's 100,000 or a million or whatever. It could be 10,000. I don't know the answer. You have to like call the official lottery office, I think, in Raleigh to claim or wherever. Again, I'm not an expert in this.
No.
You can't just go to, you know, the shady shell and say, hey, give me $100,000.
Would you want to know if your lottery ticket expired?
Oh, okay. You didn't claim it.
That is devastating.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking
devastating.
Yeah, it's pretty
rough.
I'd say no, don't tell me.
Yeah, I would definitely say do not tell me. That would ruin me.
And this is probably somebody went in, bought a $2 ticket, put it in their bag, their satchel, their margarita purse, and drank away the pain. That's it.
Man, sorry.
This weekend, you can drown your sorrows, Irish.
I thought we were going more Fireside.
Fireside?
Oh, Fireside Grandpa.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's when you don't yell.
I won't yell. We'll be here for the weekend. We've got a look at sports coming up next with Joe Berg. Stay tuned! Hello, LKN. Oh, wait. Good morning, LKN.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you, LKN.
Maybe you start with top of the morning, just then it'll just flow. Yeah, it's more...
Top of the morning to you, LKN. Let us check in with Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director from the newly revamped Studio A. Joe, good morning. Maybe not.
Hey, Joe.
Bueller.
Yeah.
Mm. Bueller.
There it is. Changed around some of the channels on the board on Joe, so he's probably a little
Bueller.
Clicking buttons right now, I'd imagine. All right, so we'll get Joe. Bueller. Joe, call in if the board tap doesn't come through.
Bueller.
It's a big basketball weekend, right?
So all the tournaments are going on. I actually did watch a little bit of a basketball game last night.
Mm. Which one? Duke?
Duke, NC State. And I, Bill, I texted the group at the start of the second half. I said, State's going to win this thing.
Mm. Who won?
State's North Carolina State. I think they won by 4 or 5.
Hmm.
My threshold for betting, if I was a bettor, which again, I'm not, but if I was going to do it through FanDuel or DraftKings or any of the other 7 places that have a license now in North Carolina, I would have been comfortable with a line of 3-point winning by at least 3 points.
Okay.
But I don't know what the spread or any of that was.
Can you, okay, let's just say me, I'm going to bet I just like a team's colors.
Bet.
Can I just bet on because I like the team or do I have to pick a score and all that kind of stuff too?
I think there's different levels. Like, so you can do just the team.
I like the blue team.
I want the blue team to win.
Yeah.
I believe the blue team win. Yeah. But there is like a cover, I think where there's a score attached with that. Like, okay, you can bet on that team. But if the other team gets within this amount of points...
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not doing that.
It's too complicated.
Quit.
You just want straight up win. I mean, surely there's a variation of just straight up win regardless of
points.
That's
what I feel like it should just be like, I think that team's going to win.
Yeah.
Here's $5.
But people like to get a little game theory, like, you know, we'll say, hey, give me a little bit of cushion here just in case.
Yeah.
You got Joe or no?
Testing, testing.
Hey!
Hey, Joe, what's up?
We made it.
There it is, sir.
Hello.
Good to hear from you from Studio A. You're in the newly rebuilt Studio A. You're in the producer's booth right now. How you doing, Joe?
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Everything's new. I don't know where I am.
Nah,
you're in a glass case of emotion.
That's it. Hey,
you know, the sheriff on Wednesday told me that you put me in a jail cell. What's that all about?
Basically, that's just... Well, look, I sit in a box in a cubicle down here all day, so welcome to my world, Joe. That's
all right.
Are you Irish at all, Joe?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm Italian American.
That's right. Do Italians eat bangers and mash?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Sausage and potatoes.
That might be an age thing more than a... All right. Well, sports. ACC tournament going on. Duke, NC State last night. I watched that game. Joe, did you watch that game?
I did check that game out. I'm surprised. I don't know about anybody else. I really thought that Duke was going to get themselves a rematch against UNC.
Sure.
But... not meant to be, you know. NC State, props to them. They played a great game, and they controlled most of that game. Second half was all them. They never really let Duke close in enough to put that much pressure on them, and they got it done.
What about some of the other tournaments going on? This is that kind of crazy time of the year for college basketball. You got all the conference championships happening leading up to Selection Sunday this weekend as well, which falls on St. Paddy's Day. Is that normal?
I don't think it's...
Because Selection Sunday is always on a Sunday.
It is. Yeah. Selection is a Sunday.
Okay.
It might happen pretty often. You know, I've never really even noticed that before. But yeah, all the other leagues are going on. Unfortunately, App did not win the Sun Belt. I know you were focused in on that one pretty hard there.
Yeah, Ben Daniels was watching the game while we were rebuilding.
Wow. He was. Tearing up floors.
Tearing up floors. Yeah. Painting walls and watching the App game. Unfortunately, they weren't able to move on. And, you know, we got all the other ones going on. So the SEC is going on right now. Actually, South Carolina just won yesterday. So they continue to move throughout their tournament.
Is that surprising for South Carolina? Not really known for basketball too often.
Their women's basketball team is what's more impressive. You know, they went undefeated this year, 37-0. But actually for the men's team, they were ranked 15th in the country. Mm. So it's not too surprising that they're doing good this year in the tournament. But, yeah, definitely not a team that normally has a great basketball program.
Okay, with how things are shaping up for March Madness, or can you even make a pick right now? We can't even do it until Sunday anyway. It doesn't even matter what you feel.
It doesn't, you know, because I could pick a 16 seed to win it all. You never. That's what makes it mad.
That's the madness
of
it all.
That's the madness.
Are you doing anything for WSIC listeners for March Madness? Are you going to move forward with doing a tournament at all or anything?
We're putting something together.
Okay.
Working on something.
Okay.
Throwing ideas around and seeing if anything sticks.
Okay. I mean, it's what we do most of the time.
Yeah. Right? How about that? The game of the night last night, though, would have to be the Lake Norman North Mech.
Ooh.
Semi-final match.
Big game.
Did you get anything on that, Joe?
You know, I've been covering that one pretty much, since we started the new year with basketball?
Sure.
That game, I really thought that it was going to go the other way. Unfortunately, Lake Norman, they lost to North Mech 65-61. 5 seed upsetting the 2 seed. So, yeah, we do have the 4A championship set. New Hanover is going to be taking on North Mecklenburg.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Lake Norman just wasn't able to get it done.
I mean, North Mech, one of the best teams in the country.
Yes.
Playing hot at the right time. I mean, when they beat Myers Park, who was also nationally ranked.
Yeah.
That was surprising.
Very. I mean, but North Mech has this Isaiah Evans kid going to Duke. I mean, Duke's going to have a good team next year. Yeah. They got a lot of good kids. But this Isaiah Evans kid from North Mech is bona fide.
The rivalry continues.
Yes.
Mm. And I'll tell you what, I'm very excited to see what happens in this 4A championship because New Hanover, they're a really good team as well. Through the season so far, they haven't lost 32-0.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a really good
game.
They're
due.
Like the Patriots.
You could say that. And, you know, Hickory High School in 3A, they were also undefeated going into their regional game. Unfortunately, they weren't able to win that one. But, you know, there are a few teams here in 1, 2, 3, and 4A that have not lost yet this year.
Mm, impressive.
At all?
At all.
Jeez.
Central Cabarrus, the team that beat Hickory in 3A, right now 32-0.
Can you bet on DraftKings on high school or no?
No, you cannot.
I don't think you can.
Okay. No. But you can behind the cash-ins.
That's, you know what?
Behind the cash-ins.
Meet me there.
Mamie, you know Thomas?
Yeah, right. Tommy two times?
You know Thomas? I didn't know you knew Thomas.
Racing still taking place, getting the season rolling. What do we got going on this weekend with racing? And Charlotte FC, Joe, two pretty big things going on there.
Two pretty big things going on. You know, for NASCAR, this is one of the happiest times of the year for everybody because we get to go to the Spring Bristol race. And much better than the last few years, this one will actually be on concrete and not be on dirt. So the Food City 500 this Sunday live on WSIC starting at 2:30, if you want to check that one out. Green flag just a little after 3:30. And for Charlotte FC, this is one of the best starts to the year that they've ever had. In the first 2 games, they didn't lose. They'd never done that before. And then, unfortunately, they lost to Toronto last weekend. But tomorrow, they play Nashville under the lights, 8:30, last game of this road trip before they come back home next weekend.
They're really – soccer – MLS is really leaning into these night games thing.
Yeah, and
it's a nice environment.
I like it.
Yeah, they're fun. They're really fun.
Well, you know, they're outdoor venues that are played in the summer, and I don't disagree with that, especially here in North Carolina.
Right. And you can play in the rain.
That's true. You can. You know what? You can't play in the rain in baseball, though.
You can play in the snow, too. I saw somebody
play
in the snow.
Can't really play baseball. Whoa, in the snow for soccer?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
I think they do that in Europe, like for the Premier League, right? Like, because isn't it winter time there right now? Something like that?
In Europe?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so. They're still
on the other side of the equator.
On the equator?
On the other side of the equator.
Southern hemisphere.
Yeah, the southern hemisphere is.
So like South America.
Yeah, their seasons
South
are
Africa.
Switched. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So it's a north-south thing, not an east-west thing.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right, that makes me feel better. So Charlotte FC, are they going to make it to the playoffs still, you think, this year, Joe?
I think they will. I like their new coach, Dean Smith. He's got them off to a great start here. I don't see any reason why they can't build off of last year. I'm still very curious about what's going to happen with one of their better players, Karol Swiderski, from last year. He's currently on loan playing over in Italy. He could get bought out at the end of June once his loan period is over. If he does come back, I think Charlotte's going to have a much better team, and they're going to look to make a deep playoff run.
Mm. Bristol for the weekend. Are we going to see a lot of like dragging and you know, pushing before multi-car wide at finish? What's Bristol's track
it's
like?
Short.
Bristol is a half-mile track that
really
takes less than 15 seconds to get around.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like remote control.
I might like that
one. It's a RC car.
Yeah. What channel is that on?
I'm telling you right now, this is the one that you're going to want to watch. There is action on that track from the drop of the green flag to the drop of the checkered flag.
Okay, who should I pull for?
Well, right now, the favorite, and I don't know if I would go with them, but the favorite is Kyle Larson.
Okay.
That according to DraftKings, by the way.
Does that mean anything to you?
No. Don't know who that is.
Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, airs Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Joe, also producer up there in Statesville. Home ad show coming up at 9 o'clock. Joe, behind the scenes there, making sure that thing still flows and runs. So, all right, Joe, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you and your Italian family. Good morning. Okay, and 8:48. Happy early St. Patty's Day to you and yours. If you're going to go out and celebrate, as always, we encourage everyone to be safe. You can have a good time. Just, you know,
be careful.
Let's make it to Monday together.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want is, you know,
a
tragedy.
Get
just
an Uber,
not worth it.
Get a lift.
The town's not that big. Like, you literally can, you know, take an Uber for like 4 minutes and be home.
Yeah. It's a $9 Uber.
Right.
Save yourself a bunch of money.
Way more money than like a Dewey would cost. Sheesh.
A what? A Dewey.
A Dewey. Yeah.
You've heard it called that.
You've never heard it called Dewey?
No. Oh. No.
They haven't lived life yet. Then,
I guess not.
You know who's living life? Teachers.
I know.
And we want to celebrate them.
I know.
Teacher of the Month contest going on right now. Thanks to Nina's Boutique and Brighter Smiles of Davidson for supporting. You get a $50 gift certificate if you're chosen as the teacher. You get a free gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. And all you got to do is just be a teacher or be a school worker, be a teacher.
Be a teacher, educator. I'd include all educators, yeah. So principals, vice principals.
You can nominate yourself.
You can.
You can nominate a teacher that you know. Maybe you're a parent of a student. Maybe you're a friend of a teacher. Maybe you remember your teacher from fifth grade that inspired you.
You know what? I talked about my teacher, my favorite teacher, Ms. Hamrick, and she saw it.
She did?
Yeah. She said I was a treasure.
Oh,
I know, that's so sweet.
Bless her heart.
Yes, she saw it. So she felt very loved that I remembered her.
And it's free to enter the contest.
It's free to enter.
If you enter and then you don't get drawn in the first month, it's not a one-time thing.
Right.
This will be continuous because we believe in continuously supporting teachers.
Yeah, never stop.
And there'll be hopefully be some additional prizes that get added. We're in talks with a few people to keep adding to the pot just for teachers to say thank you. It's just another way to do it.
Yeah, and I think it's just a way for you to like stop and think about too, like who's been impactful in your life, right? Who's helped you along the way, or for your children too, right? Like especially, well, your kids weren't home, like you weren't having to homeschool them during COVID, but
heck no.
For Katie, like I just know like that time I spent trying to homeschool her, and she was not little either. She was in middle school. She was in eighth grade. She was very self-sufficient. So it's not like I could even help her with her homework. I don't know how to do algebra. What are you asking me that for?
Sine, cosine, tangent.
Yeah, she took AP World History her ninth grade year.
Tough.
Don't ask me a question.
Tough.
So like I really
want to watch Napoleon?
I always knew that teachers were like super valuable, super important.
Yeah.
Big fan of them. But after that, like being home and trying to teach myself, like, no, thank you. Thank
a lot
you,
of reading.
Teachers. Lots of reading and lots of like, all right, let's get back on track. Yeah. Okay, let's get back on track. Let's stop being distracted.
A lot of organization required in it. So just want to say thanks again to the wonderful teaching community because education is a big part. Mm-hmm. And I think we have some great educators and great schools.
We have some great, I mean, that's one of the reasons that I moved here because of the schools.
It's not uncommon why people move mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Very common.
I just wanted better opportunities for Katie, and I knew that this was a place that had more options for schools.
Always charter looking schools, to the next private generation.
Schools, even the public schools are very good. So
pretty yeah. wild. Yesterday was registration night for Noah for kindergarten, so we went.
How was that?
I wasn't as emotional as Demi. So Demi works at Lake Norman Charter. Noah, thankfully, one of the benefits of being a teacher, Noah gets to go to Lake Norman right. Charter. And so we go, and like she's done this song, and she's been with Lake Norman Charter, the elementary school, since the elementary school opened. I think oh, it's wow. 7 years now they've been open. I think I might be wrong on that. So she's been with them since they opened. And so she's doing like with the parent thing, like sitting at each station going mm-hmm. through. And she was asking questions. And I was like, is she asking like just to appease and like for no? But like she just seemed like she was being so generous. I said, don't you work here? Like, why are we, what are we doing right now? She's like, well, no, well, we need to do this. And yeah. so we went through the whole process and it was fun. And Noah got a sweatshirt. He had a little hat.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, he was cute. And then there's Emmy, just that I'm wrangling the entire time. Daddy, I want to go down the slide. Because they have a slide.
In the classroom?
Well, in the building at Lake Norman Charter from the second floor to the first floor.
Oh, that's fine.
Are you yeah. serious? An indoor slide?
Yeah, they
at
have an
the
indoor
school?
Slide. Yeah, at the
I
school.
Bet that does amazing for kids.
So they allow them, like, you can celebrate. If you do, like, right. an award or do something good.
Go
right,
down
there's
the
ways
slide?
To celebrate and utilize it. Yeah, yeah, go down the slide.
Can we get one of those here?
That's what I'm sure. saying, Mamie.
Right
yes.
out the window. Straight yeah. to the parking lot.
Down.
We're gonna do one of the sack ones that are straight
yeah, just
down.
The drop.
Yeah,
yeah. All right.
We'll make sure it's steel so it gets nice and hot
with rusty screws.
Yeah, that's my kind of party.
This is it. So yeah, that was just an experience, and again, grateful for the schools in our area. There's a lot of good ones, and of all different kinds, and so we should celebrate that.
How do you think Noah will do on the first day of school? Do you think he'll be sad?
I'm gonna be a wreck.
You'll be a wreck.
So the school in particular has a rule. The one day as a parent that you can walk in with your kid to the classroom is the first day of school. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take whatever day that is. So just heads up in August, I'll have
you
that morning
here.
Off. I'm going to walk Noah in. And I don't know how it'll be then. If it was today, he would probably be a little emotional. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wears his heart on his sleeve like his mama. Mm-hmm. He definitely is super smart, way more intelligent than
and
I am.
And his dad.
Yeah, he's got jokes. He's got jokes. He's a funny guy. Emmy, much more of a get out of my way. We were at Chick-fil-A yesterday before. Took him to dinner. Mm-hmm. We did our weekly Chick-fil-A, played at the indoor play place on 28. And I like, it's a glass room, and I'm finally like lessening the hoverness, I feel like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I'm still there. Don't you worry if anybody has any ideas. I'm still right there. But I step outside the glass room. I'm sitting at the table watching them. And there's a parent in there with a younger kid. Emmy's three and a half. You know, this person's probably like a year, 2 year old.
Mm-hmm.
Emmy goes up to the dad and starts like having a conversation with him. And I don't know what she's saying, but she's like dialoguing back and forth with this random adult guy who thankfully seemed like a normal person.
Yeah.
But so that's.
It wasn't the guy in the sunglasses
no,
that you saw earlier.
No, thankfully okay. not. That would have. Made me question a couple of things. Like, wait a second, you don't even go to this school.
Right.
Like, that's definitely what I would have said. So Emmy is much more of the, I'll go out and do it myself. That one will be difficult in a different way. But Noah, he's a little bit more, likes to be there with Demi and I.
Mm, okay.
Probably my own fault for being a hover parent, but.
Well, I mean, you do the best you can.
The world is wild right now.
The world is wild. I don't think I was ever, I probably was a hover parent. I really can't remember. I can't remember how I was. I was overindulgent is the word for me with Katie.
How so?
Oh, just, you know, being a single mom, I felt like I had to overdo things sometimes. Mm. And like, so.
Party planner?
Superfluous?
Yes. That's it. Superfluous. Superfluous. That's what I was. I was too much. I was too extra.
But it was all out of love.
It was all out
yeah.
of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And let's be honest, years later now, nobody remembers. You know what I mean? Like, you remember because
right.
you, but you know you did that love. And Katie is all the better for it.
Yeah.
You guys have a great relationship.
We do. We have a really good bond. Super close. But her first day of school, I did. I walked her in. I walked her in for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you
I wasn't a wreck? No, I was just emotional. It's your only kid, so you only get to do it one time.
Sure.
And, yeah. Walked her in. She was like, okay, thanks. Bye. She's fine. She's fine.
See, I do have, like, there is a little bit of Noah that he's doing sometimes where he'll, like, Daddy, just let me do this. And mm-hmm. he's like, okay, are you the trying to be the cool kid right now? Because, you know, I'm still going to walk in here. Like, that's going to happen. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm standing there. I'm taking pictures. I'm walking her to, but her picture ended up in the Shelby Star.
Oh!
First day of school. It's still in the fridge at home.
So, it's laminated?
I think it is, yeah. I don't know how it'll last otherwise.
You got to laminate
it. It's moved several times on the fridge every time. But yeah, I think the paper actually sent it to us. Yeah, that's cool. Living in Shelby. You get your picture in the paper.
Hand delivered.
They already know your address. They just ship it to your house.
Hey, we put Katie on the front this week.
It's only a few thousand people.
Her on the front.
So thanks to all the teachers out there. Teacher of the Month contest going on. It's free to sign up. You can sign up if you're the teacher. If you know a teacher, sign them up. $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique in downtown Corntown. Also a free gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. And again, no cost to the teacher.
And all you have to do is be a teacher educator in the Lake Norman area. So that includes all the towns that touch Lake Norman, including Statesville and Huntersville.
Definitely. Yeah.
For sure, because they touch their part
they
of the lake.
They touch the lake, and that's now the new requirement. Yeah, if your town touches the lake, you're in Lake Norman. Town.
Yeah.
Now we have
else can you quantify?
We've had some Cabarrus Makes County, sense. And I'll consider them. Because they want
adjacent.
To be, they want to be Lake Norman.
They can be Lake Norman adjacent.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Cousins?
Yeah. Yeah. First cousins.
Yeah. One of the 41.
Was that 42?
42. Excuse me.
Actually, I guess 41.
If our signal reaches you,
I'm 40. Right. I would be. Yeah, make number 42. What did he say? If the signal reaches,
yeah,
you're eligible.
Okay.
If you can hear me now.
All right. So this weekend, St. Patty's Day. What are you doing for the holiday? Do you have plans?
I really don't have plans. I think you'll probably find me downtown Cornelius. The events. I'll be at Nina's on Sunday. My friend Amy's birthday is Sunday.
Oh.
So I'll be with her. We're going to do a girls brunch Sunday morning.
Oh. Le brunch all.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Well, that wasn't really a thing.
You might find me at Harp and Crown at some point this weekend.
Bangers and mash.
Yeah. I'll get some fish and chips.
Fish and chips. I will try their fish and chips.
Their fish and chips are fantastic.
Might do that for lunch today.
It's the best.
Why wait till Sunday?
Why? I know. Why am I going to torture myself?
I want fish and chips today.
What are we doing today?
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going to be?
Birkdale tomorrow for an hour. So that they've got, Their St. Patty's Day celebration is tomorrow from, I believe, 6 to 9, or 5 to 8.
5 to 8. 5 to 8,
see,
okay.
Bill knows. I'll be there from 5 to 6. And then Sunday.
What are you going
to
wear?
Something green so I don't get pinched.
Smart.
I don't think people pinch anymore.
I don't really have like a lot of St. Patty's Day gear. And I don't feel like, do I need to go to Walmart today to get something? Like,
it's too late. Too late to go to Walmart to get something for St. Patrick's Day.
They definitely have some on the rack at the front, I'm sure.
I'm sure they do. It's probably going to be like 4X and extra small, though, is all it's that's going to be left. You're good. Either one.
4X tall team.
Smalls
that's
good.
All I wear. Yeah, smalls for Bill, and I'll take the 4X. That's how we walk into a place right there. Make our presence known.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Get you a chain.
Oh, a gold chain.
Clover.
For luck of the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, for the clover.
Get a clover.
Turn my neck green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not real gold. Right? Is that still a thing?
I was just thinking more of just like a green.
Did we ever find the gold at the end of the rainbow?
No.
I don't think we looked very hard.
Are there ends of the rainbow? I saw a thing on my Twitter timeline that rainbows are really circles. Like if you go from above it, it's actually a circle. It's not an arch.
I would believe that. Yeah.
You would believe that?
I believe that. I believe science.
It's a color spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could have completely made this up, and you guys are just believing right now because it makes sense logically.
I've been
rule number one in improv.
Always
say yes.
Always agree.
Yes and. I've been in an airplane and seen a rainbow from
the top.
From the top.
Was it a circle?
It was not a circle when I saw it. It still looked like a
somebody
rainbow.
Somebody lied to you.
Pilot, pull over.
I demand you go higher.
Fly towards that rainbow.
Home ad show up next. Happy St. Patty's Day. Stay safe.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.